Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Roark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Regan. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Phil Regan. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty strikes out. One out. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Rollins moves to third. Oliva moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash is hit by the pitch. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. Cash moves to third. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als is 0 for 1 in the game. Vir Als hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0 for 1 in the game. Roark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Regan takes first base on ball 4. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rollins bunts towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rollins for the out. Cott moves to second. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a line drive towards short. McAuliffe catches it and steps on second to double up Cott. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Demeter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Tigers, 2, Twins, 2. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton strikes out. Batty drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Horton out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Allison moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke is 0 for 2 in the game. Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reagan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wirt. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Wirt steals second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Demeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 3 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 3 in the game. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0 for 3 in the game. Roark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals is called out on strikes. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cott hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Regan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 4 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wirt moves to second. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Kaline strikes out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Demeter hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 4 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 4 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins too. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-4 in the game. Batty is walked intentionally. Killebrew moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-4 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Egan now pitching. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Bernie Allen. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power pinch hits for Jim Cott. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Hall scores. Killebrew moves to third. Batty moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.